Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Okay, we're starting again. I guess we have to. Okay.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
Let's try it again.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know this song. Play it. We're waiting for our guest. And you have no idea about this movie.
Nope.
Scotty, you have seen it.
Absolutely.
I know
one
song.
And two.
Yeah. I saw them both, too. Eddie and the Cruisers.
Came out. I don't know. When did it come out, Kelly? You were doing the research there.
Was it like, oh, that had to be in the 80s.
I thought it was 80.
80, something like that?
Oh, see, yeah. It wasn't live yet.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band did the soundtrack. And everybody thought that the guy singing in the movie, Michael Paré,
yep,
was the guy singing the song.
Yeah, it's still in my head right now that he's going to be the one that we're talking.
Yeah.
So
they had this album. It's called Eddie and the Cruisers, about a rock star that's had enough of fame and then just disappears. I mean, I remember it correctly.
So the actor sang all of this, like lip-synced to all of this music?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band provided the music, and they had a hit with this song, and then they also did... They had a hit with Tender Years.
Oh, Bring It Home.
And then they had a follow-up album, which was a hit. They were featured in the movie Cobra, Living in the CITY. Remember
1983
that?
Was the movie.
Yeah. Oh, so it was the early 80s. Okay. Anyway, he's a Rhode Island guy. He's toured forever, and they just put together a greatest hits album, you know. And everybody compared him to Bruce Springsteen. They said it was a knockoff. No, it's not a knockoff. Just that's the guy's voice, you know?
So,
criticizing for something you can't change, you know?
Was the first album the Eddie and the Cruisers album?
Yes.
So,
yes.
When they wrote the movie, did they pursue him to, like, had they heard of it? Because obviously, if he didn't have an album out before that.
I'm guessing somebody saw him and they said, let's get this guy on.
To write an album.
He's a nice guy. He's one of the first interviews I ever did, actually. Back in college radio, he did a show at UNH.
I wonder if he'll remember you.
No. No. Remember? And the synth. Remember when it was big in the 80s, man?
Absolutely.
You know? But he's due to join us on Zoom here. And this is from the second album called Tough All Over. I saw them. They're really good. They're a fun band. Like, you can't have a bad time when you go see these guys in concert. You know? But anyway, John's going to join us here in a second. When it gets to the chorus, some of you are going to go, oh, yeah, okay. I think this is it. It's all right. I'm living in a C-I-T-Y. So John is going to be joining us here. I think I interviewed him in the kitchen of the Mub. Of the in the granite room there. I think we did the interview there in the kitchen.
Was that when you were Craig Kretschmar?
No, that was just Greg from the college
Daddy.
Radio. There was no nicknames, dude. I was the at the college radio station. I was the geek.
All right.
That was not one of the cool guys.
Father Kretsch.
And there was some peer pressure there too. By the way, you got to play the new wave stuff. You got to play. I'm like, can't we play anything we want? You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there you go. Okay. Let me just start this right here and see if I can...
Greg?
Yes, Michael. Hi, how are you?
There we go. Here's John.
Okay, John, welcome to New England. How are you?
Greg, how you doing? I'm calling you from Rhode Island.
I know you're a Rhode Island guy.
It's a local boy.
I know.
Fan.
Dude, we've got myself. We got Roadkill, Kelly, and Laura, and we were just talking about the Eddie and the Cruises and how the band started, and then kind of and generated a following. I saw you on the Eddie way back. You played UNH like probably right after Eddie and the Cruisers came out.
Nice.
You were, I think, my first interview, actually. I interviewed you in the kitchen of the gig of where we were on a tape recorder. Crazy. Long time ago.
Well, it's nice to talk to you again.
Clearly he doesn't remember me. He doesn't remember me.
He broke his heart.
How are you, man?
I'm doing great, if that's on the menu. We're doing great. We're working on a new album and, started writing songs again. The band's been playing terrific. Once they opened up the curtains again, we came back out with a passion and, we got a new album coming out. And in the meantime, I got a call from this guy, Jeremy Holliday from Iconic Classic Records. And he used to work at Sony, which we, had our recording career with.
Mm-hmm.
And he suggested that he wanted to know if we wanted to put a greatest hits record out. And he said, because of his relationship with Sony, he might be able to get not only our own records and hits from our own albums, but also maybe some of the movie soundtrack stuff that we had.
Right.
And I said, absolutely, man, I would love to do that. It'd be great reintroduction, everybody. So that's what he did. He put together this beautiful package, 16-page booklet. I mean, it's unbelievable. They told our story, and it was a pretty good version of it, too.
You know what I love?
A lot of ways to tell it, but that was a good one. So.
I've seen you a couple times, and I was talking before you came on. I was saying, there is no way to not have a great time when you see John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. It's just, it's fun music. It's well-done music. You got the same guys playing with you still.
Well, myself, Gary Gramolini, who's from Arlington, Mass, Boston guy, and Toons, who's from New Bedford, playing the sax, two of the guys are in rock and roll heaven now, and one of the guys retired, but the guys who took their places or keep carrying the torch are very veteran guys, and, it's... we still got the flame going. I mean, we're still out there playing and playing with a passion. So it's, we're lifers. We were never in this for the short run. It's like when we started the band and when we decided to become professional musicians, we knew that this is who we were, what we do. And that's,
it shows.
I'll turn it back.
It shows. Roadkill, question for John Cafferty.
Was there ever a doubt doing the movie Eddie and the Cruisers? I mean, was that a go for sure?
We were playing in Greenwich Village back in the day. And, a guy was walking down the street. His name is Kenny Vance. He came in to see us play. We heard the music coming out of the window and it just walked in and saw us play. He was in a band called Jay and the Americans back in the day.
Dude, yeah.
Produced by Lieber and Stoller, and then a year later he had a movie script for Eddie and the Cruisers, so he called us up and first thing I said was no. He said, I thought we were good, and I believed in our band and what we were doing, and we were bar band extraordinaire. We've been together 10 years at that point. Played up and down the East Coast, but primarily New England, and we come up to Boston and we would fire it up, man, playing the Paradise, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
We had tried to get a record deal, and they didn't think we were commercial enough. They didn't think we could sell records, which is always the bottom line with a record company. And we took the chance and put some songs in a film and
bang.
Bada bing, bada boom. There we go.
Just like you that. Know, Kelly.
Who knew that was going to happen.
It came out of nowhere and the record took off and you guys, were on the cusp of it, which was awesome. Go ahead, Kelly.
Any little resentment? Because we're I knew we were going to interview you today, but I was in my head still had the face of actor Michael Pare.
No, Pare. No, Pare. He doesn't look like Michael Pare.
I'm like, wait, Jesus. We're not interviewing him. Do people often make that, you know, mistake?
You know, I get up this morning, I wash my face, I look in the mirror, I thought I saw him looking back at me.
You look good, too. You look great.
You know, I know I don't look like him, but, you know, I can sing just like him.
Yeah. You know, I got to see you, like I said, I got to see you a couple of times. You followed up the Eddie and the Cruisers soundtrack with a Tough All Over. It's C-I-T-Y, Tough All Over. You had the hits, you know. And when you start out, like even when you say you're a lifer, right? And you say, I'm going to be playing in a band because this is what I want to do. People don't, I don't think they get it in the head that someday we're going to have a greatest hits record, right? Because it would seem like a lofty dream just starting out. But here you are, and you guys deserve it. You got a bunch of great tunes going to sound great on one record.
Well, you know, we are very, very, you know, thrilled to have a greatest hits record. I mean, to have a career that was long enough and got enough daylight that we could actually have, an opportunity to try to pick out the best of what we did and, you know, put it all in one package, especially from a movie career.
Yeah.
And a rock and roll career. I mean, it's we've had so many songs and films. I mean, we had like 35 songs and movies over the years.
That's awesome.
Right.
And, yeah.
Cobra.
Just got one in the greatest beer run ever with Peter Farrelly.
Oh, nice.
Won the Academy Award, you know.
I can't wait to see that, actually.
Green Book. Yeah, it's a good movie.
John,
it's really good film.
On the dark side, the song. You know what? I was thinking about this song when I was driving and knowing we were going to talk to you today. And I was thinking there are some songs that, you know, the greatest songs leave you wanting more. Right. And that's like what? 241, something like that, somewhere around there. And that song to me is not long enough. It's got to be like you could do a 6-minute version of that song and I would love it. But there's a beauty of it being a shorter song. What's your take on that? Yeah. No. What am I wrong?
Well, I think that's why it was a hit, because they could squeeze it in before they did the traffic report. You know?
It's a hit because it's a great tune. That's why.
All right. Wait a minute. We only got 2 minutes and 40 seconds before the helicopter reports in.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Some of the greatest songs, they leave you wanting more of the song. And I think On the Dark Side is certainly one of them. You know, so that's basically what I was trying to say.
Well, that's a very kind thing to say. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it was wonderful to have a hit on the radio, because it's like that, you know, it took us all over the world.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
It really did. I mean, we found ourselves in like Tokyo, Japan, you know, like, you know, one Thanksgiving, like staring out at the crowd. And we looked at each other and said, you know, I mean, look how far this has come. It's
right.
Unbelievable.
It's great.
So it was really something.
I'm looking forward to the greatest hits record coming out. You mentioned before we jumped on, I could hear you. You couldn't hear me. You got a gig coming up somewhere up here in near Boston, New Hampshire, up on the. You got a gig coming up?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're playing up at the Blue Ocean.
Nice.
You know, Salisbury Beach. Yeah, the 29th of December. So, you know, we'll still be in the holiday spirit. And
dude, I'm coming down. I'm coming down.
You know, I know that everybody's going on Amazon and they're going to buy this greatest hits record.
There
John Caffrey and the Beaver Brown Band. You know, Santa's checking his list, checking it twice.
There it is.
And it will make a great stocking stuffer. And you
awesome.
Got to, you know, you got to get familiar with all these songs. We get a lot of greatest hits. And, you know, when you come up to Salisbury Beach, the Blue Ocean.
All right, buddy. All right. Good to talk to you. I know we got to keep you on a schedule, but great to talk to you. And hopefully we'll get to see you on the 29th, John. Thanks for coming on
all
with us.
All right. Great. Thanks so much. Roadkill.
Take care.
All right.
See you later. Bye-bye. They had us on mute. It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't.
It was, they had yeah. had the right thing. He's going, you could, it was weird how that happens. But anyway, yeah, he's
Pete
a cool
Dover,
guy.
He doesn't look like Michael Pare at all.
I didn't say he did, but he looks good. He looks the same as I saw him when he was, you know, way back when, you know? So, all right, Laura, are you ready?
Yeah.
It is Thursday.
Go! Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
guys, my butter was right here. It was right here on the counter, okay? All I know is I want a bagel with some butter, and somebody stole my butter and threw it in the trash. Holy... Oh, shit. Is this on?
It is.
Hey, shoppers. Sorry.
Oh,
I had my music on, shoppers. Welcome to the market. Today's a very special day here in the store. Our five-year associate, Kelly Brown, is back. He was been here for 5 years, did a little stay away. Can't really talk about where he was going. Rehab. Anyway, good guy. He's out in aisle number two. We keep him away from the cash register shoppers. A little problem with that earlier. Also, down in aisle number five, shoppers in the paper towels. I don't want to say, well, I'm not going to say he's using the paper towels for nefarious means, DNA and such, but there's Scott McMullen. He's a 17-year associate shoppers. Still can't tie his shoes.
Okay.
But we love the kid. Nice kid. Great parents. Great family. One of the hardcore workers here at the market. And then down there, in aisle number 47, shoppers way at the end. It used to be a Rich's, but now it's part of, we annexed it. She's down there by herself, waiting for you with Cooking on a Budget, ladies and gentlemen. It's Laura J. Boyce.
Well, we try our hardest to find a budget these days because, boy, oh boy, even the sales are not sales that they were last year. It's crazy.
That's going to kill you.
It is. And obviously, my grocery bill, which normally is about $300 a week, is way up there because, it costs a fortune. Anyways, Greg, your food sale of the week. I don't know if you've tried the Panera bread yet, but they've added English muffins to their breads and their bagels.
You're tough to pull me away from the Thomas.
Are they selling that in stores now?
Yeah, they sell Panera bread in stores at Market Basket coming up starting Sunday, two for $5. So you can give it a try. They have, like I said, they have English muffins now, but their breads and their bagels, and they have a bunch of different flavors, all the ones that they serve. Yeah, so those are on sale. Kelly, your beer sales of the week. Right now, I will tell you, your best beer sale of the week, even though you do not have the app, and it kills me that you don't have the app.
You're
killing
her.
You can get your Sam Adams.
I don't want the government following me.
Peroni.
Okay, Dad.
Hot Valley or Blue Moon, only $10.99 a 12-pack because they send you a $5 digital rebate. It's worth it. If you don't care for that.
It's the Market Basket app
no,
I would have
no,
to
that's
get.
Shaw's. Shaw's app.
Shaw's,
Market
sorry.
Basket doesn't do those deals.
Okay.
Anyways, if you want to go to Market Basket and spend $14.99 on beer, you can get your Elysian. I never say it right.
I think so.
Elysian Space Dust, Lord Hobo, Voodoo Ranger, Shed, $14.99. But $10.99 for your Hop Valley, your Blue Moon, your Sam Adams,
see
and your Peroni.
I can use the Shaw's app at Market Basket.
Okay. Roadkill, your sweet of the week. I know you're trying to cut out some of your sweets, but I know how much you love a dinner cake because they have the triple chocolate.
Oh, guys, they have trying to be good.
Chocolate fudge.
Lining them up with a triple
but
chocolate cake.
Roadkill sweet of the week. Who's it going to give them? The low-fat yogurt? Come on. $8.59. It's cute. You can share it. So it's not like you just eating that dinner cake.
Okay.
You just share it with the family. $8.59. They have plus maple, vanilla coconut, black and white. They have eight more varieties from that. So you have a lot of choices.
Oof.
Kayla's picky food sale of the week. She's going to send Cass over to Market Basket. She can get Uno calzones. $9.99, and they have Italian steak and cheese and chicken parm. Stick them in the freezer.
Frozen,
yeah. And you heat those up, perfect. Right. Okay, Hannaford, sales end on Saturday. Best place to get your steak and your chicken this week is at Hannaford, but you have to hurry in because the sales end Saturday. I went yesterday and got breasts and thighs and sirloin steak. Boneless New York sirloin steak, planned or seasoned, only $3.99 a pound. And boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, only $1.49 a pound. This is unheard of, people. Go in there.
This is unheard of.
It's unheard of, people.
$1.49.
Jesus, get over there. It's unheard of.
I'm telling you, Shaw's is offering a sale that starts on Friday. It's $1.99 a pound. They couldn't even get it down to $1.49. So head over to Hannaford. They were actually, I went in twice and they were sold out of thighs, but I'm going back again today to get more. Local Gulf of Maine,
they
Atlantic.
Don't need any more thigh.
Okay, salmon. Atlantic salmon from Maine, $7.99 a pound. Your Hatfield dry rub seasoned pork tenderloin or pork loin filet, two for $10. Chicken leg quarters or whole chickens, only 99 cents a pound. Boneless center cut pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Hannaford sliced bacon, two for $7. And now we'll head over to Aldi where your sales end on Saturday. If you're looking for great stocking stuffers, advent calendars, things like that, Aldi has a great section there. Plus, they have other low prices, and it's mostly on fruits and vegetables. That's where I usually save the most money at Aldi. California mandarins, 3-pound bag for only $2.49. Your blueberries, $2.29. Raspberries, $1.99. Your cherub grape tomatoes, $2.39. And your butternut or spaghetti squash, 89 cents a pound. Now we'll go over to Shaw's, where your sales start on Friday. This week, they're doing the For You sale. It's only 3 days only, so you have to go in Friday to Sunday. Boneless chicken breast with thighs. $2.47 a pound.
$2.47.
I just told you, don't pay that.
Don't pay that.
But if you're a Shaw shopper, I guess you're going to have to. Go to Hannaford until Saturday.
Go to Hannaford!
Beef New York strip steak or lamb loin chop, $6.97 a pound. Your red, green, or black seed of the scrapes, $1.27 a pound. Your Lucerne bar or shredded cheese, $1.77. Pop-Tarts, Nutri-Grain bars, Kellogg's cereal, only $1.97. Friendly's ice cream or novelties, if I don't know if you're the Friendly's guy, but $2.47. Tide Pods, Power Pods, Downy Liquid, only $9.94. Those are limited quantities, and like I said, it's only 3 days.
We had the Great Nutty Buddy Massacre, my mom, about 4 months ago. Crushed a whole box. I wanted one or two. All I saw were wrappers.
Great Nutty Buddy Massacre.
Brutal.
Well, only $2.47. You can go buy two boxes. Other deals, they're cod filet and bay scallop, $6.97. Jimmy Dean bacon, $3.97. Your winter squash, your sweet potatoes, and russet potatoes, only 77 cents a pound. American deli cheese, $3.97 a pound. This deal I really like. They got buy two, get two free on your Tostitos, your Roll Gold pretzels, your Pepperidge Farm Goldfish, cookies, Lay's potato or kettle chips, popcorns, Nabisco Chips Ahoy, Ritz crackers, all that stuff, buy two, get two free. Perfect for the upcoming holidays. Progresso soup there at Shaw's, buy two, get two free. Also, your fresh ravioli or tortellini, buy one, get one free. Premio Italian sausage, hot or mild, buy one, get one free. Mm. And your ribeye shaved steak, only $7.99 for the 16-ounce container. Now we'll head over to Market Basket, where your sales start on Sunday. Chicken breast there, $1.99 a pound. Again, where is it cheaper, guys?
Hannaford.
Yes. Great.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We got it.
Top round roast, $2.99 a pound. Your blackberries, two for $4. Red potatoes, $2.99 for the 5-pound bag. Progresso soup at Market Baskets, two for $4. So you usually find...
When did that start? Because I just bought soup this week. They were two for $5.
Two for $4 starting on Sunday. But if you go to Shaw's, buy two, get two free. You get to just price shop, Kelly. Ben and Jerry's storage. Ice cream starting on Sunday at Market Basket. I know Mom likes her Ben and Jerry's.
Yes,
$3.49. I remember back in the days when a sale was $2.50 for Ben and Jerry's. $3.49. Okay. Fresh Express chop kits, two for $5. Shady Brook Farms ground turkey, $3.99 for the 85% lean. And your boneless pork butt, $2.49 a pound.
I'm not eating turkey for a while.
Okay, I bought one yesterday. Ideas for cooking, we have crab stuffed mushrooms. I didn't make these for a football Sunday. I made them for a Thanksgiving app. They came out really good, and I wish you guys would have tried them. And I also have the recipe for the seafood stew, which you guys did try, because we haven't been on with Cooking on a Budget in a couple weeks. So seafood stew recipe is up.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice is that
work.
It?
Nice work.
Thank
That's
you,
it.
Laura.
There you go. There's a lot of info there.
I think she said, go to Hannaford.
All of it
only
written.
Only for your chicken thighs.
Okay, only for your chicken thighs.
All of it written at morningbuzz.com, my friends.
So Mom, I'm going to Hannaford.
It's going pretty quick.
I'm driving.
Right? Let's get those deals. All right. We will see you all tomorrow right here. Same bat time. Same bat channel.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.